And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of great stuff, Wayne Pond is here. And Dr. Pond, I hope you're all right. How are you feeling this morning? What's happening, big guy?
Just rocking and rolling every morning, 10 till 8.
Sort of the story of your life, isn't it?
Oh, Ron, you are a jewel. Okay, here we go. The word of the day.
Okay.
We're going to do an eponym this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yay,
eponym, you will recall, these are words that take their etymology from a place or a person. Macintosh is a great example, the coat. Named after some obscure Englishman who is now immortal thanks to the fashion industry.
Uh-huh.
The word this morning, however, has nothing to do with clothing. It does have to do with, Ron, one of your favorite topics, 14th, 15th century French literature. I know how much time you poured into that when you were in school. Am I right?
Every night. And, you know, it's a habit that has continued later in life as well.
All right, so the word of the day, as it turns out, is gargantuan. Gargantuan, G-A-R-G-A-N-T-U-A-N. G-A-R-G-A-N-T-U-A-N. Gargantuan is an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
For us in the modern world, such as it is, it serves as an adjective to describe that which is gigantic, but it's named after Gargantua, who is, turns out, a character of voracious giant in the novels of Rabelais, end of the 15th, first part of the first half of the 16th century.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's it. That's all I got. Gargantua. Take it or leave it. What do you think?
I have a modern-day interpretation of gargantuan.
Fire away.
We have changed the wording. My generation, Wayne, has changed the wording on this to say Wilforkian. That's named after Vince Wilfork, of course, the New England Patriots. So we don't say gargantuan anymore. We say Wilforkian.
Nikki, we have just heard an example of what is called the final trivialization of language and philology.
Right? I knew you would appreciate it.
I not only appreciate it, I'm so much so I'm inclined to hang up the phone. So.
Oh,
right,
darn.
Buddy. Well, don't hang up all mad. Right. That's all I got to say.
All right, guys. Well, there's your word of the day, gargantuan. Have fun with it, and I will speak with you again. Oh, have we got 30 seconds more, Ron, by chance, or tell me true?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
All right. On the word of the day, the wordsmith occasionally includes a thought of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't resist this one this morning. It's from the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, another of your light reading favorites.
I love him.
Wittgenstein is quoted here as saying, "I don't know why we are here, but I'm pretty sure that it is not in order to enjoy ourselves." Now, there's a positive thinker.
Oh, wow.
Man, boy, I'm telling you.
That guy really needs, I don't know, a sandwich.
Hey, listen, on the he needs the vapor girl is what he needs. So.
That guy needs a life. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.